Garth Brooks tells WTOP he left Nashville discouraged after just 24 hours, but he's glad he gave it a second shot.
I had the music thing that was in my heart and my soul, and I had the dreaming part like everybody does. When you get there, though, you better be ready to respect it as a job, a business for all these people.
Jay Leno was just one of the celebs who turned out to salute him.
He's the most normal superstar I've ever known. No ego, no nonsense. He signs every autograph.
Ricky Skaggs performed Calling Baton Rouge.
I think he knew an audience that would go to a rock concert. He was developing that into his show, but keeping it country and having fun, running around like a madman, and people were loving it.
Chris Stapleton performed Rodeo and Shameless.
I did scalp a ticket to a show back then one time, and I never heard a word he said because everybody in the crowd was singing every word to every song.
And Lee Bryce performed What She's Doing Now and More Than a Memory.
I was 10 years old, and Garth Brooks came on the radio with his very first single, Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old, and I thought, that's what I want to do.
But it was Garth who stole the show, opening with a Keith Urban duet on Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up, then closing with The Thunder Rolls, Friends in Low Places, and The Dance. Watch video on WTOP.com. At DAR Constitution Hall, Jason Fraley, WTOP News. In low places.